Let's see. It should happen any time now. The last step of the restoration magic is finally done. Hello? Hello? Huh. Strange. You're not waking up. I must have miscalculated. I suppose you have been in a petrified state for so long that a slightly erroneous calculation about when you would be ready to wake up completely isn't totally out of the ordinary. Still, I've already prepared all these foods and items. Whatever will I do with them? Wait a second. You are awake. I can sense it. But for some reason, you're not opening your eyes. Are you perhaps afraid? The last time you had your eyes open, you were turned to stone by a Medusa-like creature. At least I deducted as much from what I saw. Ah, you poor, poor thing. It's going to be okay. I'm here to help you. There we go. Just open those eyes a little bit at a time. See? You did it. Maybe trying to move around too much right now isn't such a great idea. But I can prop you up if you like. Ah. There. You'll need to stay on that lunar warming slab underneath you for a little while longer. It'll help with the circulation. Eh? Oh, no need to avert your eyes, my dear, or be embarrassed. I am quite an interesting sight to behold, so I don't blame you for staring. My name is Lunaris. Some may know me as the Lady in the Moon. My existence is debated, yes. But I don't care for proving myself to anybody. What you see before you is my humanoid form. It is made from glittering crystal and moon plasma. I have another form too, but it is less relatable. The human eyes and mind would simply not be able to make any sense of it. Eh? You're interested in this little trinket. It's a uranium glass pendant I picked up during a treasure dig. Very pretty, I agree. And you? What is your name, my dear? Ah. Nice. Well, are we on the moon, or are we not? Who really knows, eh? But just don't peer out the windows, okay? Not yet, anyway. I think you've had enough surprises for now. Let's get some liquids into you. And food. Why, yes. This is all for you. You need to regain your strength somehow, and you're not gonna get it by staring at the scintillating crystal patterns running up and down my arms. What would you like to try first? Take your pick. Everything you see before you is nutritious, magical, and made with love. The tri-colored juice shots? Good choice. 3 flavors, each in their own special moon glass. Oh! I think it'll be better if I hold it for you while you drink. You almost spilled it all over the moon garment I put on you. Take it slowly. Yes, I do apologize about your clothes. Those weren't salvageable, unfortunately, but I could restore your body, and that's the most important thing. Another sip. Here. Careful. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Of course not, my sweet. These come from the alien fruits in my orchard. They are very special fruits indeed. Funny-looking tasty things, each with the density of stone. The orange-colored juice comes from the hexagonal ones, the pink juice from the little dodecahedral moonberries, and the sparkling blue juice from the star pyramids. Which do you like best? Hard to pick just one, hmm? That's okay. It is a relief to see you like this. Some color is coming back into your face. Let me see. Good, good, very good. I had actually purified you once before, but it was a bit of a rushed job, and you passed out immediately afterwards before you could fully open your eyes. No, no. I couldn't just leave you there, so I brought you back to my abode. You were the only one I could save, because despite being turned to stone, you were still fully intact. Someone, or something, had shattered the others, and I had not initially planned on going out that way. Well, I believe in fateful events. I found you. You are meant to be alive. Why you? Oh, my dear, why not you? The forces of the universe work in mysterious ways. You may find an answer one day. Until then, lots of rest and more food. Don't be shy about asking for what you need. This mountainous moon rock tower of mine doesn't often have human visitors. You are an honored guest. Take a look at the selection. If you can't choose, how about a tasting platter? Everything is bite-sized. This is bread. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. Naturally, my dear. These warm, fragrant slices are made from grain grown from rich lunar soil. You can put a selection of jam or moon cheeses on them, although they already have a wonderful, subtle, nutty flavor if you eat them plain. With jam it is, then. Allow me, my dear. Let's try a variety of different jams, shall we? The pieces of bread are very small after all. There's always more where that came from, though, so if you desire more, just ask. My, my! You sure are munching it all down. You are feeling very hungry, huh? Well, you have been out for a long time. You want to know about what? Oh, the purification process doesn't work all at once, and it affects the bones and organs differently. Some areas take longer than others to fully heal. After that, I had to overlay another spell, one that would reanimate you without doing damage. Then there are the layers of restoration and the maintenance. Fret not, sweetheart. You will be back to normal in a matter of days, if I have anything to say about it. Physically, anyway. So, what kind of life did you lead? You're a stonemason? Huh. The irony of the situation is... Never mind. How about some jelly, dear? Hmm? Yes, it is the same color as I am. One might say it's utter lunacy to grow or serve food made from oneself, but just have a little taste and tell me what you think. Of course, I'll feed you. Aren't you brave? True, it would be awfully strange if a human did it, but I am made from crystalline plasmic substances. Sometimes I accumulate too much energy, especially after I've had too many moon eggs. When that happens, I have to shed some of this energy. What does it taste like to you? Earthy, fruity moonshine with a hint of spring water. That's a nice assessment. I hope all of this has been satisfying for you. As for meat, I can prepare some for you later if you wish. Lunar lamb chops and moon jackalopes aren't completely off the menu. I simply did not have the time to hunt any down. And if those don't tickle your fancy, how about some roasted blue duck? You don't like meat? Oh, it's not that. You haven't cracked a single smile since you woke up. You can talk to me about it. Take as long as you want. Oh. I thought of asking you more details about what exactly happened, but I thought I would wait until you were ready. It's never good to push these things, but I am here for you. So, if you wish to speak about it... Your whole village destroyed, and its occupants slaughtered by a group of snake people? For no reason other than a raid. I'm sorry. What a horrible thing to witness. Oh. Oh no. Come here. Come here, poor thing. Cry if you must, for as long as you need. I promise I will not leave your side until you've let it all out. There, there. Punishment? No, no, my sweet. Bad things, they happen to good people. Very bad things. It's not always possible to understand why. Unfortunately, the world doesn't operate on fairness. There are beings who are, by nature, evil and destructive. They care only for their own amusement and gain. It has nothing to do with you. You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Most of all, it's not your fault. You hear me? It's not your fault. It was not within your power to change those events, but it is in your power to one day be an inspiration to others by showing your strength. The strength that's in here. You want to know how I know? Because when I was purifying you, I sensed something in you. Something special. You are stronger than you realize. Why don't you lay your head on my lap, and I'll rock you gently. It's okay not to be okay. Here, have a silk handkerchief. Don't worry about ruining it. It's yours. I have plenty of them. Let me think. There's a line an old friend of mine would say to encourage those who feel lost. Her name is Oshabi, and she is the mother of the earth. Now I shall gift that line to you. She would say, "The world is shrouded in pain and darkness, but nevertheless, it still teems with life and with shining souls such as yourself." Yes, you. Would you feel better if I told you that you can stay here for as long as you want? Even to the end of time, if that is what you truly desire. I wouldn't mind a companion here in my moon rock tower. And I won't rush your recovery. We'll take it day by day. You could even start all over as a babe if you wanted. Well, we'll see how things go, shall we? You must be tired now. Is there anything you want me to do? Anything at all? To help you feel better? Relaxing sounds and perhaps a song. I can do that. I've got plenty of interesting lunar crystals and moon rocks. And there's also this moon cheese. Lie back. Take some deep breaths. There we go. Born of autumn storms and stars, to come so far, seeking comfort in the dream. Behind your eyes, sacrifice stars to die, to survive. You are safe now, beloved. In the mist, now we await. In the rivers of grief, we were drowning. By the ridge of the dark, we will awake. Breathe your air, eye to eye, we lie. Sage and seers coming home. drifting back to the catacombs. You are safe now, beloved. In the mist, now we await. In the rivers of grief, we were drowning. By the ridge of the dark, we will awake. Breathe your air, eye to eye. We and seers coming home now, drifting back to the catacombs.
Sleep now. I'll stay here.